Let's hear what John Treanor has to say. Back with us, Chief Investment Officer of the Wealth Management Group over at People's United Bank. Roughly $8 billion in assets under management. John joining us on the phone from Bridgeport, Connecticut. John, nice to have you here. We've got about 10 minutes left in today's trading session, equity trading session. And you reminded us, you sent some research over, that you guys have been positive on the equity markets for the last 6 years and that you've seen a big shift in your clients. What specifically?
We've seen a real shift in sentiment, and let's call it investor sentiment. And this is whether they're individuals or institutions. For the most of the last 6 years, we have been trying to convince people that we were not in a recession. Hang in there, equities will do well. We no longer need to do that. People have they're buying into this. So there's been a real, I won't say night and day shift in psychology, but absolutely a shift in investor psychology to where, you know, this rally is being embraced by clients across the spectrum.
Too much so that it makes you a little bit nervous? It's kind of got an all-in feel at this point?
Well, it makes me a little more nervous. I always felt very comfortable when we had lots of nervous clients. But, investors are not as nervous. And one of the things that we're looking at is, the market has moved between the reflation trade and what we call the late cycle trade. And both of those environments are doing well. We're trying to figure out where we think the market will be trading next year for our asset allocation decisions, though.
Good luck.
That's a big decision for us.
Well, good luck with that. I mean, you pull out,
thank you.
you pull out your crystal ball. There are so many things that are going to be probably going on next year. Stuff at central bank policy, economic challenges, whether or not we can keep the global momentum going. So tell me what you see for 2019. What kind of clarity, and where do you get that clarity?
Well, I guess we're focusing on what we think are the two biggest issues. Number one, not only is the U.S. economic momentum positive and doing very, very well, but on a global basis, economic momentum is increasing, which is great. And you still have very accommodative central banks on a global basis. A concern would be we'll have a new head of the Fed if Janet Yellen doesn't get reappointed. But even if she gets reappointed, we have some new appointments coming early next year. And the people that will be rotating off the Fed have a little more of a dovish tilt. You'll have a little more hawkish Fed in the U.S. No matter what happens. So we're a little concerned about the central banks here in the central bank policy here in the U.S. Could it get a little more hawkish than it's been? But we think the central banks have been very good on a global basis. So we're looking at next year as being another positive year. But we think central bank policy is still the big question mark for us.
Well, nobody wants to be that central banker that kind of messes up and gets too aggressive, right, and slows down. We're seeing growth, but it's not off the charts in a lot of places of the world. So don't want to be that central bank that slows down the momentum and growth that we've got.
We give Janet Yellen, I know she not always gets the best press, but we think she's done a great job. She's the one who has to take the punch bowl away, as the saying goes, and we think she's done a great job. So she certainly deserves serious consideration to be reappointed, absolutely.
There's a couple stocks that you like. Oracle is among them, and that has to do with their push and the momentum that they're seeing in the cloud business.
And you saw that last Friday. The companies the tech stocks did very well last Friday. A lot of it was because of their cloud strategy. So that industry move is certainly there. Oracle did well with their cloud reporting the last earnings cycle, although it wasn't as strong as what the street wanted. The numbers were still very good. So we think Oracle is very well positioned in their cloud strategy, and come the next earnings release, we think Oracle is going to have some pretty good news for us, so we're excited about the stock.
Among financials, there's a name that stands out for you guys, and that's Bank of America. It's, what is it up? It's almost 25% this year. You've got a dividend to play around with. What about Bank of America sets them apart, in your view, versus some of the other big banks?
Yeah, Bank of America has really been a laggard, you know, for a number of reasons that have been well reported on by your program, certainly. But we think from a valuation standpoint, Bank of America is one of the more attractively valued banks. You know, with a rising, gradually rising interest rates, that will help their net interest margin. And we think the economy will be strong enough that for all banks, not just Bank of America, that their credit quality will remain in good shape. So we're positive on the financials, but we've moved into Bank of America just because we think it's a little more attractively valued and it's been a laggard here.
I got to squeeze this one in. A bit of a laggard this year, down about 7.6%. We're talking about TJX, owner of Marshalls and TJ Maxx. Usually, though, typically kind of a retail standout. What's your story here? Just got about 25 seconds.
Yeah, we think TJ Maxx, specifically TJ Maxx, and they own a bunch of concepts, but TJ Maxx in particular has a unique strategy where they can compete against Amazon. So we think TJ Maxx, especially as we enter the holiday season, will do very well, and I think it'll be differentiated.
All right, going to leave it on that note. And we should point out that in August, mid-August, they raised their fiscal year 2018 guidance for sales. They did lower their fiscal year 28 guidance, though, for EPS. That happened in mid-August. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. John Traynor, Chief Investment Officer of Wealth Management Group over at People's United Bank.